Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find Mike Stewart all over my website. He's been depositing so much wisdom with us over the last 10 years. Just, let's see, how long has it been here? Yeah, we're talking about going in our 12th year as a member of our Brain Trust, Mike Stewart is. So there's lots of stuff there that he's deposited with us and that you should go check out. And it's evergreen stuff, folks. And just look for Mike Stewart on our website. You can type it into the search engine, or you can find him very easily because he's been on the show recently, as in right now. And so we keep him pretty close to the front in those days. Mike, tell us how we can find you online, though.
You can find me at StewartSalesDynamics.com.
All right, and they can find your book there too.
StewartSalesDynamics.com.
And they find your book there, and they find all the other things that you do there.
Absolutely. Lots and lots of free resources for sales, salespeople, and for small business owners.
Close More Sales is the book, Persuasion Skills That Boost Your Selling Power by Mike Stewart. Mike, I think the thing that we came up with in the last segment, we talked about not letting external things get in your way. There's a term that I learned about, that I've talked about a few times on the show, called availability cascade. Availability cascade is when you hear something primarily in the media so much that whether it's really bad or not, if you hear it enough, you begin to believe whatever the media is trying to sell you. And you not only believe it, but you make it your big concern. And you worse, you even take action based on what you now believe to be true and affecting you, even though it might not be. And that's all inside your head, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we see that. Not only do you take action because of those ideas, but, you know, that makes sense, Jim. That's just logic. It's what you believe is gonna dictate what action you take. And I think that's been very evident because if you look at the condition of the economy and you look at the condition of so many companies today and the attitudes of managers and owners, they've heard doom and gloom, and then they've also not been told. Forgive me, but I don't believe they've been told the truth about so much, and there's so much uncertainty out there.
But how do we so what we're saying is it's we know we're not going to stop the bombardment of negative stuff. There's for one thing, there's plenty of negative things to be bombarded about. Number two, we have an industry out there who tries to sensationalize that and shove it down our throats 24/7. So how do we not let that affect our attitude so we can close more sales?
You know, I sure wish I had the complete answer to that, but I do know this, that positive self-talk is the key. It's what we say to ourselves that influences what we believe and the actions that we take. And most of us, many of us certainly, have a lot of problems handling a lack of information and misdirection, and it is very hard for us to differentiate between what's really going on and the way we perceive that. And a lot of us have difficulty in dealing with lack of information, with misdirection, and it's a matter, in my opinion, it's a matter of just sitting down and thinking through what you really want to do and what the situation is. Now, one thing, Jim, that we found is very helpful is something that we call mastermind groups. I think you're familiar with that. I think we may have talked about this in the past. And I'm involved in a couple of these, and that's where we get together periodically with people who are like-minded in the same business that we're all in, which in our business is the speaking business,
mm-hmm.
And writing and communicating. But get together with others who are at about the same level that I am. In fact, you know a couple of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know Gene Greisman,
yep.
And you know Mark Mayberry.
Both good friends.
And,
right.
And, you know, it's good to get together and talk about what's going on. And you draw support and sustenance from other people.
Honest are you guys in those meetings? Do you lay it on the table, or do you both? You know how if I run into you and you run into me and we, hey, how's it going? Oh man, we're doing great. Sales are great. You know.
Oh.
But we both know that maybe things aren't quite so good, right? But when you get in a mastermind group, you lay it on the table, don't you?
Oh yes, absolutely. And if you go to our website, you'll find a link. I'll tell you that is not correct. If you'll just contact me, I will give you the link to mastermind groups and how to form
okay.
and maintain a mastermind group.
All right. Or maybe
and
Google it.
They can reach me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they can reach me, mike@stewartsalesdynamics.com.
And that's STEWART. And so.
Yes, or they can call 770-512-0022.
Now these mastermind groups,
are they
formal or informal? Are they ad hoc? How do they work?
No, they're they're formally informal. Jim.
They're formally ad hoc. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're not. They're formally informal.
But the main thing is get together with other people whom you respect and who you can count on their confidence. And share ideas and find out that you're not the only one out there who's having these issues, and maybe you get a little bit inspired, maybe have a little pressure put on you. That won't hurt either. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mike Stewart. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.